This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. As Mr. Announcer Man says, my name is Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend of the show. We've talked over the past few years, and we're going to continue talking because we got a big anniversary coming up in a couple years. It's Willie Hallihan, one of the executive directors up in Salisbury. Salisbury is jumping. They're ski jumping. It's the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Willie, thank you for joining me today.
And thank you for having me on, Joey. I love these once-a-year chats we have.
And I always learn something new. And I mean, we've talked about, you know, the snow, the preparedness, and we'll get into a little bit about that. Mother Nature has not been your friend in a lot of other places that rely on cold weather and snow's friend this season.
That's true, but it's not uncommon. Every year, Mother Nature challenges us one way or the other. And January, we're so mindful of the temperatures and weather, of course, because it affects our ski jumping. But every year, January is a quirky month weather-wise. You tend to think of it as a winter month, but oftentimes it's more like a spring month. You know, we get a couple weeks of 50-degree weather, rainy weather, and then it'll turn bitter cold like we have forecast. But we've come to roll with those punches because eventually it turns cold, and your listeners need to know that we make our own snow. I emphasize that because the world can be brown come Jump Fest time, and people might look out the windows and say, oh, they won't be ski jumping. But no, we do. We make our own snow. We're very good at it. We make it when we can. We save it from warm weather and rain. We have techniques for doing that, and then we move it around where we need it. And I don't know if we've ever not had Jump Fest because we haven't had enough snow or cold weather. We always manage to pull it off.
And like I said, January is a weird one. So Jump Fest kicks off February. It's the first weekend of February. February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It starts on Groundhog Day, which I'm appreciating.
I know, yeah. Hopefully the jumpers will see no sun, and we got six more weeks of cold weather.
I'll take that. You know me. I'm a winter guy, so I'll take six more weeks of winter any time of the year.
And like you say, Jump Fest is a three-day event. It's a Friday night, the 2nd, which is different than the other 2 days. One, it's a nighttime event. If you've never been to our facility in Salisbury before, it's an extremely cool place. First-timers to Satre Hill are always blown away by what they see. They can't believe that this facility exists about a block away from downtown Salisbury. You can't see it if you're just driving through. It's an unbelievable facility with three ski hills, a baby hill for teaching, an intermediate 30 meter, and then our big 70 meter hill. But Friday night, we do everything under the lights,
which is cool.
It's very cool. You buy your ticket out by the parking lot and you walk in. There's a gravel road that leads to the facility. We have the roadway all lit with luminaria. And when you round the corner, the final corner, and see the facility lit up, it'll blow your mind, I guarantee it. But anyway, Friday night is a fun night for the jumpers. The same jumpers will be jumping all 3 days. But Friday night is a fun night for them. It's good. We have what we call target jumping. There are no judges. They're not judging for form or anything. They're just trying to land on a bullseye that we painted on the landing hill for prizes. And it's fun for them. It's fun for the fans. And after that, when that's done, about 8 o'clock or so, we have a pretty unique event throughout the land. It's called the Human Dog Sled Race. And we've been doing this for about 10 years, and it is truly a crowd favorite. I think some people come Friday night just for that, over the ski jumping. But it's a competition of six-person teams, five people pulling one on a sled that the team devises themselves. And it is really a hoot to watch. We use the outrun. That's the expanse that ski jumpers come to a stop on. after the ski jumping's over. They use that as the course for the race, and it is just so much fun. They get dressed up in costumes. We have Viking themes, and their sled is like half of a wooden canoe. It's just wild to watch, and it's fun. If I had to characterize Friday night over the other 2 days of jumping, I'd call it the rock and roll kind of event. Everybody's having a good time. We have bonfires going. We have food trucks. We have a nonprofit that sells hot toddies. Great Falls Brewery sells beer there. Everybody rings their cowbells when somebody jumps, and everybody's just having a good time.
That's it. Like, that's, you know, Friday's night. Definitely the fun night. Saturday and Sunday are, you know, I don't want to say they're more meant for the competitive type, but Friday's the, if you want to go kind of understand the atmosphere, the fan atmosphere, Friday's day to go, and then plan coming back Saturday for the day to experience everything else Saturday and Sunday.
Now, Saturday and Sunday are serious jumping days for the jumpers. Mm-hmm. It's still fun. We still have that, you know, the daytime jumping on Saturday and Sunday is still fun for the people who come. It's we get so wound up, we directors, about ski jumping that we forget that this is an entertainment event too. And I need to emphasize that, because ski jumping, I like to say that every year I say this to you, Joey, and to your listeners, that if you've never seen ski jumping live, you've never witnessed the event. You may have seen it if you're of a certain age. You watch the wide world of sports, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the guy falling off the tower. Or you've watched the Olympics and said, oh, I've seen ski jumping. No, you haven't, if you haven't seen it live. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before.
It's just nestled in the woods. You don't realize the size and mass of it till you're standing at the bottom of the landing hill. Like, you're not even near the ski jump. You're near the bottom of the landing hill.
Right. Yeah. And when you're standing down there, the top of the tower is 350 feet higher than you are down the ground. And 300 feet of that is in run. That's the ramp that they jump off of. 300 feet of it is landing hill, and then another 300 feet is where they come to a stop. But you're right there. You're watching these young people jump, many of them as young as 12 and as old as 19. And you see them land. You hear the ski slapping on the landing hill, and everybody cheers. They ring their cowbells. The jumping is cool, but the ambiance is fun, because everybody's there. It's like a party atmosphere. That's the only way I can describe it. And and the caliber of jumping is top shelf, because the kids who jump in Salisbury have come from other hills in the east, Brattleboro, Vermont, Andover, New Hampshire, Lake Placid, New York. These are the best jumpers in the east that are coming to compete. And I liken it to a AAA baseball game, where you're going to watch a minor league baseball game, and you know that some of these players are going to make the major league someday. They're that good. Well, some of these jumpers will make the Olympics. You will see them someday representing the United States. So there's so much to like about what goes on in Salisbury. Saturday, like I said, serious jumping for the kids. It's the Salisbury Invitational Tournament. That's our own tournament. And then Sunday, again, serious ski jumping. Just like the Olympics, they're judged on form and landing and distance and so forth. But Sunday is the most important day for the jumpers, because they're vying for a spot on the junior national team. That's just a couple steps below the Olympics. So it's a very important jump in their development for their careers. So they're going to be jumping their best, and but all the other variables are the same. Same crowd, same bonfires, same cowbell ringing, and just fun. I walk through the crowds all the time just to try to get a feel, and always, everybody is smiling and having a good time, because it's just a fun, unique place to be. And if you come for the first time, I guarantee you, it's an experience unlike you've ever had before. You'll love the ski jumping. You'll love the ambiance. And people tell me all the time, you know, I've known about this for like 20 years, and this is the first time I've come. I'll be back for sure next year. It's just that kind of event.
Now, you talked to people in the crowds. I'm assuming you've talked to the jumpers too. Like, Is there something special? There's got to be something special because, like you said, you know, these other bigger venues that are more known, shall we say, unfortunately, outside of Salisbury. But when these jumpers come to Salisbury, is there like a different feel for the jumpers at these different venues?
And I'm glad you brought that up. There absolutely is, because of all the places that they jump, and this is Jump Fest is part of the circuit. You know, they jump, they have competitions at some of the other hills. There are about a half a dozen hills left now in the East. But we have by far the biggest crowds, bigger than Lake Placid, for example, which is the seat of ski jumping really in the East. You know, two Olympics have been held there. But we get the biggest crowds, and they're the most appreciative of the jumpers, and the jumpers appreciate that back. It's really they come year after year because it's such a fun place for them to jump.
That's
and another thing that I think I forget to tell you, because we've only been doing it for about 3 years. we live stream now all Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. You can go to our website, jumpfest.org, and there'll be a button there. I'm not sure if it's up yet, but it will be. So you can live stream for, say what your listeners in Hartford are unsure if they want to go or not. So they hit the live stream on Friday night and watch and say, you know what, this is really cool, we're going to go Saturday. Or they watch it Saturday and come on Sunday. So, or if it's 20 degrees below zero, which it has been sometimes there, say, you know what, I'm not going out in that cold, but I can watch the action live on my computer. So,
like I was telling someone, there's never a bad weather day. It's bad prepared for the weather day.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of that, always check jumpfest.org before you come. If it's going to be an hour drive where some of your listeners might be coming from, just check jumpfest.org before you come to make sure the schedules haven't changed. For example, if on Saturday the temperatures are expected to get really warm, like up in the 40s, they may move the competition earlier to take advantage of the colder snow temperatures, things like that. Or if it's windy, wind, people might not realize, wind is the enemy of ski jumping. Mm. If there's a high wind, for example, and it's cutting crosswise, that can, a jumper in midair can be blown off course. So for safety reasons, last year, for example, we had to cancel Friday night because of the wind. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. It was cold. It was all those other things were fine. But
it was like one of the 3 days that were subarctic last year.
Well, last year, just to give you an idea of what we deal with weather-wise, half of January was warm. We couldn't make snow. Then it turned frigid, and we made snow, lots of it. Friday night, we had to cancel because of the wind. Saturday morning was 10 below zero, so our crowd was, bless their hearts, some people came, and Sunday was the most viable day of the three to come, and we had a decent crowd. But what we've come to expect and hope for, that at least one of the 3 days is decent weather-wise for the crowds.
And that's the you're unfortunately tasked with Mother Nature's menu. Whatever she gives you, you got to take it.
We say, okay, we're having an outdoor event in February. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Jump Fest 2024, Friday the 2nd through Sunday the 4th. Everything's on the website, jumpfest.org. And like Willie said, if you plan on going out, check it ahead of time. You know, Mother Nature, as we all know, has been fickle this year. So check it out, jumpfest.org. It's the 98th. Jumping out in Salisbury. Yep. And we're going to talk in 2 more years about the big one on Earth. It's going to be awesome, Willie. Everything you guys do up there, it's an amazing event. I'm looking at Groundhog Day coming out, watching some people do the human dog sled race, maybe come back Sunday for some jumping. It's only an hour. Nice. It's only an hour away, people. Like, Connecticut is tiny. You can cross three quarters of the state in that time. I look, there's plenty of coffee houses around that area, whichever way you're coming from. 7, you can stop, get some coffee, get there.
Exactly.
Get a hot toddy.
A lot of restaurants in the Salisbury area. Mm-hmm. I was told once that Salisbury, there are as many restaurants per capita in Salisbury as there are in New York City.
Oh, I believe it.
And a lot of nice places to eat and visit. It's Salisbury. If you haven't been there, it's a very bucolic, typical New England village. It's fun to walk around. There's a lot going on just besides ski jumping. But, I hope to see you there, Joe. And Pray for decent weather.
We'll be there, Willie. Thank you, because it's things like Jump Fest that are happening all around right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.